Glad to be saved by the grace of God and know Jesus and the free pardon of sin. I have a message on my heart tonight, the Gospel of John chapter number 8. And I may just read a lot to you, and you just mind the Lord. Let's worship together. It's always in order to pray and call on God. I want to preach on this thought tonight in the Gospel of John, chapter number 8. And we'll read just a few verses here. The Bible said, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down, and he taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? And this they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. And so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, that's even right, unto the last. Sure. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Would you pray for us, brother? God, I can't do anything, God, except you come and help me. Father, I pray tonight you'd hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Lord, I pray, Father, you'd help me to preach under the leader and the leadership and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray, Lord, you just bring to my heart and mind the things I've studied. Guard my tongue, guard my heart. Help me to be a preacher, a Bible preacher for your glory. Help me to preach inside the bounds of the Holy Book. I pray, Father, your presence and your leadership would be with us to lead us and guide us in everything. I pray, God, in the end, that you'd get all the glory for everything that's done here. I ask you, Holy Father, God, you'd send your anointing down from heaven. Father, I certainly can't do anything without you. Neither would I want to. God, bless the meeting, the church, the people. Pray for the presence and the power of God to rule in this place. I ask you tonight, Lord, to send help from heaven. Lord, help from that holy place. God, I pray you'd help us right now. We pray, Father, under your leadership in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. And I thought about this scripture maybe in a different way than I'd ever seen it before. And I got this thought on my heart, guarding the two witnesses of the church. And I'd like for you to think about that, guarding the two witnesses of the church. Now, I'm not preaching to you about the two in the book of Revelation. And you stay with me for just a minute, and we'll try to be a Bible preacher if the Lord will help us here. But I want you to think about this, guarding the two witnesses of the church. And so, and you'll see in this scripture the story certainly about the woman and everything that's went on, but you're also going to see what's supposed to go on in the church. You'll see in this scripture what is supposed to go on in the house of God. And so the Bible said here, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And so there is supposed to be teaching go on in the church. How teaching is supposed to go on in the house of God. And so we understand, according to the scriptures, that the word of God is to be taught, is to be preached. It is to be proclaimed. It is the precious word of God. It's by the word that we're convicted and our souls are saved. So the teaching of the word of God is one of the greatest priorities and the greatest need in the church. And so we get to the place that we are today, and in the land that we live in today, there are a multitude of things that should have been taught in the home, and now we have an additional responsibility. We're having to teach those things in the church because the world don't know how to live for Jesus, and so they're going to learn that from the church. And so you understand what is supposed to go on in the church. And so the Bible says here, And boy, I love the scripture. He said, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst. And so I want you to understand, or you get this picture in your mind. And now here are the religious people that's come to church that ain't right with God. Now, and here is a blatant sinner that's come to church. And they're all sinners. Do you understand? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we understand that through this scripture that the objective, and this is a picture. Hey, listen, I've never seen this before, but this is objective. This is showing us and teaching us that from the most self-righteous to the wickedest vile sinner and everybody in between, Jesus desires to save them. He desires to save them and forgive them. And so we must not forget the job of the church. And so we understand tonight, that the church has never been relieved of the Great Commission. To go ye out into all the world. I preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. So we understand, that the church has a job to do. And we must do it for the glory of God. And and we can't do that. I'll say this. You can't do that job till you're saved. You got to be saved by the grace of God. And so there's two witnesses that we should all, every born again believer should be on guard for. My witness. And then the church's witness.
That's right.
Collectively.
Sure, brother.
You understand? Those two witnesses, we're called to be on guard for.
Come on,
every day, every hour.
Yep.
Hey, listen, every moment of our life after we're saved by the grace of God. And so you understand in the scripture, here's the spectrum of these two people. And so here's what the scripture says. Now they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses commanded us in the law that such should be stoned. Hallelujah for grace. I praise God for his precious grace. I saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But we understand, how that they were doing this to tempt Jesus. And so you see in the story, this they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So Jesus didn't spend a lot of time in debate. But there was something that had went on in the life of Jesus that put him at this place. It was because he loved the Father and he done the will of the Father and he had the witness about him.
That's right.
He had the witness, and we understand that he is part of the threefold God. Hey, listen, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, these three are one, they agree in one. Hey, listen, we understand that. But in this we see, and you'll read down here and you'll see, I'll get to preaching in a minute, but you read down here and you see, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And so he begins to ask them this question. He got down and he wrote on the ground. Now, I don't know what he wrote. I have no idea. But I understand this. He was the Son of God and he knew every individual had been with her. He knew where everybody had been. He knew what everybody had done. He knew what they'd said. He knew every act committed. He knows every act about me. He knows every act about you. And so the Bible said he stooped down, wrote on the ground. Hey, listen, he wasn't in debate with them. And then he got up and he said, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone. And so the Bible says they, and this is real important right here. Let's read what it says. The Bible says this, and they which heard it being convicted. It's the job of a good church to have Holy Ghost conviction in it. It is the job of a good church to proclaim the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. But nobody, understand, the self-righteous had to be convicted.
The vilest sinner had to be convicted, no matter who they were. Hey, listen, it don't matter if you fall in between that and you're a good old boy that'd give your neighbor the shirt off your back. Hey, listen, you still got to come by grace. You still got to get washed in the blood. You still got to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We all go the same way. He is the only door, the only opportunity, the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. He is the only Lord, the only Savior, the only way. And so we understand, hey, listen, when they were convicted, they went out one by one.
That's right.
And so we get to work in the church. You get under Holy Ghost conviction, you'll get in or get out.
That's right.
Four or five got out, one got in. The job of the church. Four or five went out, but one got in. You understand? The woman taken in adultery, in the very act of adultery. Hey, listen, no doubt she was guilty. Hey, listen, no doubt. Hey, listen, if you've never been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, there ain't no doubt you're guilty. Hey, listen, I was guilty. I got in under the preaching of the Word of God. I become guilty before God, and God still saves the same way today. By convicting our conscience of our guilt and showing us a place of repentance, pointing us to the one and only hope that we have. And His name is Jesus. And so we see in the Scripture that it was the life of Jesus that brought conviction. And so I'm not Jesus. Never will be. You're not Jesus. But I'm saved. And I'm called to try to be just like Him.
Amen.
I'm saved, and so we're called to try to be just like Him. Hey, listen, we are predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
Yes,
it's God's
sir.
Already determined plan. That when God saved you by His grace, He wanted to mold you and shape you and make you just like Him. And create in us a clean heart. And so we understand, that there are two great witnesses that we're to protect. And that's our personal witness. If we're saved by the grace of God, I'm not preaching to you a work salvation. I'm preaching to you tonight, friend. Listen, if we'll get on board with standing guard for the glory of God, we can see the church in all its power.
Hey, that's right. Good preaching, brother. Praise the Lord. Preach on.
You see, now the Bible said, the woman was guilty. In fact, guilty is a real good place to be if you're lost. Because you'll never get saved till you get guilty.
That's exactly right.
We ain't got no brand new easy believism way. We ain't got no new method. Not no new message. Just Holy Ghost conviction. When you hear the truth and see yourself a sinner. I remember one night when I was just a little boy sitting in the house of God on a Thursday night. I sitting in the house of God. I got under Holy Ghost conviction. After a while, I didn't know who was there. I began to lose touch with what they said. But here's what I knew. I was lost and headed for a devil's hell. I'm going to spend eternity separated from God. And Jesus passed by my way. I convicted me of my sin. I put my faith in what He did. And He saved my soul from sin. And so we see it all through the Scripture. I'll read it to you. Matthew chapter number 5. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The reason that we don't see Holy Ghost conviction like it has been is because the church has started living loosely.
Yep.
The reason, hey, listen, I'm just telling you tonight, I think about this. We can't go back. I don't believe God wants us to go back, but God has called us to live for Him and serve Him, to live soberly and righteously in this present world. I want you to understand, God's wanting to send some help tonight, but we're to let our light so shine before men. Hey, listen, if you never open your mouth, if somebody's around you much, they ought to figure out pretty soon you've been saved by the grace of God. Bless God. Every once in a while, you get tore up from the floor up at work and have to call out on God. Every once in a while, hey, listen, they ought to see a difference in our lives for the glory of God. And so we get to the place that we think it's all about me. It's not all about me. It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus. And so we see, He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so we see that the church should always stand guard. You got to stand guard personally for your witness. Is it all right if I preach right there just a little?
Yes, sir. I'm the Lord.
When you leave this place and go out and act like the world, that's a bad light on the church.
That's right.
When you run around, when you run around naked with your, with short breeches up to your hind end, that's a bad witness for the church. That's a bad witness for the church. And you can go through the Bible and read the works of the flesh that Paul gave us in Galatians chapter number 5. And so those are the things that we're accountable for. Those are the things that He saved us from. And those are also the things that we'll warfare with all the way to the grave. And then He'll take us to glory. But you got to understand, in the days that we feel like it's all about me and it's unimportant. If we'll get on board for Jesus and get on guard with our witness and get in love with Christ and get in love with the church, we can see our lost loved ones saved. They ain't no reason that your pastor ought to be fighting 8 acres of hell because somebody disagreed about something at Bible school.
Go ahead. That's right. Preach.
Yes, sir.
Preach.
Hello.
Preach.
Hey. I brought a cake. Did you bring a pie?
Go ahead, preacher.
That's right.
No. Grow up. Grow up and get on board. Get on guard. Where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. Grow up. If somebody's sitting in your seat when they get here, bless the Lord and thank God He put somebody there. Move over. I'd stand in the corner of the house of God so God could get glory and somebody could hear His precious word. You got to get on guard.
Yeah.
You can't be loving on a woman in the house of God.
Go ahead, brother. Oh, tell it, brother.
Amen. Amen. Keep your hands to yourself. He told us where that would work. Inside the bonds of a God called marriage between one man and one woman. That's what He said. Marriage is honorable marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God shall judge. You should never show anything like that in the church. And so understand, as you go out in life, you're to guard your witness every day. You don't need to be texting some other man, I get this crossed up sometimes. You don't need to be texting some other woman. You don't need to have a messaging program with some other man's wife.
Go ahead, preacher.
Are you going to stand on guard?
Uh-oh.
Are you going to stand on guard?
Preach.
Are you going to be the one your pastor's praying about, worrying about all the time?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Two witnesses. Your individual witness. Now, I didn't just come up with this. Let me give you some Bible.
Thank God.
Well, I'm glad for Jesus.
Hey.
I read this Sunday night, 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. The Bible said, and I'll just read it to you. I try not to holler so much. I get happy about what the Lord's done. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Hey, listen, Jesus don't want you hooking him up with the world, the devil, none of them things. Hey, listen. You've got a call on your life to be holy, to walk holy. Hey, listen, and it don't just pertain to you. I'm not talking for 1 minute about you earning your salvation. Hey, listen, I couldn't earn it. You can't buy it. Jesus paid a price for it that we could not pay. He paid that debt. I understand all them things, but I'm talking about getting on board to stand guard for your witness. Hey, listen, stopping all this foolish nonsense of being divided and having strife and confusion in the house of God. Hey, listen, being miffed up and puffed up about little old foolish insignificant things, but to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus and to get on board with standing guard and see the church with the power of God and the sinners being convicted like the woman was, like the Pharisees was. Do you know who's hard to reach?
Oh yeah, brother. Yes, sir.
Them self-righteous. Religious people's hard to reach.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey. Absolutely.
That's right, ain't it? Do they need saving?
Absolutely.
Does a drunkard need saving?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Does a harlot need saving?
Yeah.
Does people that have filled our pews that come to church out of a religious routine?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. I'm talking about standing on guard.
Yeah.
If you've been saved by the grace of God, you know it.
Yes,
if you've been born again, redeemed, hey, listen, there's a testimony. And listen, if your pastor looks at you and says, tell me about when you got saved, you ought to be able to say something.
Hey,
man, hey, listen, everybody ain't supposed to preach. Everybody ain't supposed to teach. But if you're saved by the grace of God, and listen, you may not think this is important, but judgments are coming. Hey, listen, there's a home going for the church. And if we've been redeemed, hey, with the redeemed, need to stand up and say so. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been paid for, been bought with a price. I'm not my own anymore. I belong to Him. Any. Wherefore, this is just in the Bible. Real important. Wherefore, come out. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. I had a little daddy and mama trouble growing up.
Go ahead, brother.
I ain't got no trouble with my Heavenly Father.
Amen.
You see what He said. He said, come out from among them and be ye therefore separate. Don't do it to be haughty. Don't do it to be self-righteous.
Right.
Do it because you love Him.
Yep.
Do it because you love Christ.
Right.
Do it. Hey, listen, I begin to stand guard. Begin to stand guard for your witness. Begin to stand guard for the church. Hey, listen, you don't need to be the one in here says they're saved by the grace of God, got four colors of hair. You don't need to be the one in here saying you've been redeemed. Hey, listen, and got rings in every part of your body. I pull them out. That's what they done to the slaves down in Egypt. Put rings in. Hey, listen, we've been bought and we belong to Jesus now.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Yes, sir.
And I will be a father unto you.
Yeah, home, brother. Go ahead.
He just took you right in, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just took you right in, didn't he?
I remember it. Yes, sir.
Just took you right in, didn't he, son? Just took you right in, didn't he, brother?
Yeah,
but. He'll be a father.
Right.
You can be his sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, when the preacher's preaching, it won't be awkward to you. You can get hooked up if you'll just start standing guard. Hey, listen, if you'll just start standing guard for your witness and for the witness of the church. Hey, listen, if we're born again, we shouldn't be the one the deacons has to come and see on Tuesday night to ask us to come back to God's house.
Amen.
Now take your Bible and go to Ephesians chapter number 5. I didn't mean to kill the meeting.
Oh, that's good, brother. Thank God.
Notice what the Word of God says. I just couldn't leave much out. Boy, they ain't got no clock in here. He said, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Did you ever analyze that? That means follow Him like you love Him. That's what that means. Follow Him like you love Him. They shouldn't nobody have to make you. Nobody, hey, listen, nobody shouldn't have to make you.
Because,
hey, listen, nobody shouldn't have to make you. They shouldn't have to twist your arm. But He's teaching us to follow Him like we love Him and walk in love as Christ also. Now, listen, if you have trouble and you stumble along the way, just remember how Christ loved you. Remember the price that He paid. Remember how large the debt He paid. Remember that He paid something that we could not pay on our own. And so we understand, He said, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and hath given of Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
That's right.
And He's talking to the church.
Yep. Yep.
And He says, but fornication.
Go ahead, preacher.
You can't be fooling with that.
Amen. Right.
Sexual immorality of any kind.
Amen.
That means pornography.
Yep.
Hey, listen. Can I preach right here just a little bit?
I'm the Lord, praise God.
I'll try not to be R-rated. A lot of times ladies get to cheating on their husbands with a relationship on their telephone. And if you've ever been in the place, you'll find out that God created a lady to love the affection of her husband.
Right.
And men, we're a little more simple-minded, but a lady likes affection. So when you show somebody affection that ain't your wife, you ain't doing right.
Go ahead. What about that? Yes, sir.
And here's the way it'll show up. I've been to this spot. Somebody comes and sets before you. Well, preacher, I just don't love him anymore.
Go ahead.
Bless God, they ain't no wonder you've been texting that other feller for 2 years.
Go ahead, preacher.
Amen.
We better get on guard.
Yes. Yes.
And men, we'll cheat with our eyes.
Go ahead.
Oh, lustful, vulgar, sinful, adulterous eyes.
You're right.
He that looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed. You better stand on guard.
That's right.
You better stand on guard.
Yep.
You better stand guard. Hey, listen, if you're looking at it, hey, listen, when it goes in your eye gate, hey, listen, it'll go right in here, and it won't take long. It'll land right down here,
That's right.
It'll be darkness. Hey, listen, it'll be darkness, and it'll be sin, and it'll be trouble. And so He's warning the church that we should be on guard, that we should keep our relationships clean and holy. And I didn't just come here to be mean to you tonight. I'm telling you, if we'll get on guard for the glory of God, hey, listen, we can see the church getting a place. Where when we come in the house of God, that Holy Ghost conviction's so thick, you could cut it with a knife. I understand when we talk about reaching out to the lost, everybody's got it in their mind, well, that's the preacher's job. That's the church's job. That's the church's job. And so, what hinders lost people more than anything you know?
Oh, yes, brother.
Hypocrites in the church.
That's right.
Now, I know they probably ain't none out here.
Go ahead.
But I have been where they were some. I have been one.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. Sure.
And I got help.
Yeah.
Hey.
I got help from heaven. And so you'll see this, that the plan that God had for the church, for time's sake, that he would cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. That the church would get under the good word of God. And that you go in and the word of God would bring conviction. It's kind of, and I preach to my people all the time, it's kind of like ragweeds in the garden. He pulls them out by the roots. Hey, listen, that's what the work of sanctification is. To be made holy, how we get saved by the grace of God. Hey, listen, when we get up from being saved, we're just as saved as we'll ever be. But sanctification goes on from then till the grave. Sanctification, he said he's like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. And so he's working on us, working on our hearts. Hey, listen, and if we really want to make a difference, we'll have to stand guard for our witness and stand guard for the witness of the church. Don't be causing your preacher no problem. There's a whole lot of trouble the Lord can take care of and he don't have to hear about. Amen. That's right preaching right there. And so you'll see all through the scripture, the call to holiness. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. First Peter, he said, for ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, received by vain tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I wonder tonight, there'd be one Christian, that would honestly and sincerely say, I'm ready to stand guard for my witness and my church. I'm ready to stand guard. I'm ready to get hooked up with the Word of God. I'm ready to stand guard. I understand that it's not just about me. I understand that it's about a lost and dying world that needs a Savior. I wonder tonight, is there any more tonight that would say, I'm ready to stand guard. I'm ready to come and ask God for help. To help me stand guard, to be a good witness for the glory of God. Anybody else like that tonight? Maybe you're here tonight and you've never known Jesus. Maybe you've never been saved by the grace of God. Maybe the Holy Spirit's convicted you tonight. Why did he do that? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. Because he cares for you. I wonder tonight, God dealing with your heart, would you come and call on Jesus for salvation? Would you come and call on his holy, sweet name? Trusting in what he did on the cross of Calvary, anybody like that, do you need to come?